Paul Seifert grew up in the eastern part of what eventually became Germany. He came to Wisconsin in 1867. 1879 is the earliest known painting date, and it seemed that he did most of his work in the 1880s. And then it seemed to tail off, that's our understanding. But in that time, he also started doing paintings on glass for sale. He really got into his taxidermy business. He was also a bit of an amateur relic hunter, we would probably call that person today. And so he spent endless hours, I'm sure, in the hills and woods in the Wisconsin River Valley. He became associated with Charles E. Brown at the Wisconsin Historical Society, probably the first professional archaeologist. Not many listings in the newspapers about him at the time, but if there were, they talked about details like his lush gardens and his great tomato crop. So this all-around very interesting, creative person lived on the land, worked with his hands both physically as a farmer, but then also as this delicate painter. One of the best photographic images in the exhibition is a photograph taken of him late in life. He died in 1921. He appears to be sitting on a porch kind of reflectively, and his hands are in the foreground, and they're large, strong hands. And I love the image, and I think that really encapsulates Seifert as this guy who could do just about anything. He didn't paint what he saw with his eyes. He painted what he envisioned in the mind's eye. The perspective that you see in almost every one of these paintings is, we're a little bit back. We're a couple hundred yards back from the farm. We're 100 feet in the air, give or take. When you visit some of these farms today, you'll see that the perspective of the painting does not exist in nature. There was no hillside just across the way that he would perch on. Bird's eye maps were already the practice of making and selling bird's eye maps were already well established by the time Seifert was even in Wisconsin. And it's a similar perspective in these bird's eyes. There's larger, more grand, and higher up, further back. Perhaps he was inspired by that, or perhaps the vision was entirely his own. We're putting that out there as a possibility. Both my parents grew up in farms in northeastern Iowa, and so I have probably a little natural affinity to that. And then doing research over the last 5 or 6 years, occasionally kind of getting out into what I call Seifert country, I've kind of fallen in love with the natural landscape of Richland and Sauk and Iowa counties. But then this guy is such a great story, and such an, he's this interesting cat, And I think too often history overlooks people like that or dismisses them as kind of fringe characters. And why shouldn't we hear from him?